At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the Mint Euro Special 2016 podcast. Over the next 30 days, Ankit Prasad will take you through some of the most exciting happenings from on and off the football field.
Hello and welcome to European Nights, a show about football. Today is Monday the 20th of June and I'm Ankit Prasad. You know the drill, but in a departure we'll run you through the action, then look forward to tonight's matches, and then we'll bring out our experts. Albania took on Romania in the clash of the winless sides at Lyon. The Romanians started brightly with Hoban testing the Albanian keeper with a well-shaped and controlled hit from outside the box, and danger man Bogdan Stanku stung Berisha's hands with a frankly incredible volley. Both shots were saved though. The Romanians took at least a couple of more shots from range, with their aim progressively deteriorating, and even Albania tried their luck. But in the 23rd minute, there was finally a real chance, as Albania's danger man, the playmaking right fullback Husai, broke into space and picked out his left-sided partner Lenjani, who had the goal at his mercy, but an unkind bobble caused him to skew his shot wildly over the bar. It was similar to Raheem Sterling's miss versus Wales for England, though unlike the young Englishman, Lenjani didn't seem too affected by the miss and carried on. Husai was electric on the right and his wing was giving Romania all sorts of trouble. And just minutes before halftime, Memusad sent in a fabulous floated cross from the right that striker Armando Sadiku, who had looked crushed after missing a couple of chances in Albania's first match, skillfully headed into the far post, beating the keeper and his marker. The goal was Albania's first ever in a major tournament and sent the team's supporters into raptures. In the second half, Romania seemed completely deflated, while the thought of a first ever Euros win kept the Albanians going. They kept creating down the right and otherwise controlled the game, but in the 76th minute, the Romanians would have one final chance as Andone benefited from some loose passing and burst into the box on the right side. He was under pressure and had a narrow angle to aim at, but he let fly with a ferocious effort that Berisha had no chance with, but it cannoned off the crossbar instead of going in. The Romanians weren't able to muster another opportunity after that, and the Albanians held out for a well-deserved and emotional win. Final score, Albania 1, Romania 0. Simultaneously, the French were playing Switzerland at Lille. Didier Deschamps made a number of changes, starting Sissoko, Kabay, Gignac and Kingsley Coman alongside Paul Pogba and Griezmann. The Swiss were going for the win clearly, with 19-year-old Brille Embolo leading the line. The first clear chance was created by the Swiss, for whom Shaqiri sent in an in-swinging corner that somehow landed untouched at the near post where there was an almighty scramble. But France got lucky as Pogba connected with the ball and could have scored an own goal had a Swiss player not been lying right on the line. It hit him instead of going in, and Pogba got another chance to clear. After that, Pogba almost scored at the other end with a trio of impressive strikes. The first was a right-footed effort, which the Swiss keeper Sommer palmed over. The second was a tight-angled left-foot shot that looked to be going in the far post, but Sommer got down quick and deflected it for a corner. And the last one was a phenomenal strike with the left foot that finally had Sommer completely beaten, but hit the edge of the goal frame instead of going in. It was such a good shot that the English commentator went all American and shouted, "That was awesome!" The Swiss weren't exactly playing for the draw, but they weren't able to create anything either, and the Pogba-dominated half ended nil-all. After the restart in the 56th minute, some of the other players also decided to get in on the action. Griezmann strode at the box confidently, played a 1-2 with Gignac, and hit a shot with his weaker right foot that Sommer was able to palm over. Had it been a left-footed strike, he's likely to have been picking the ball out of the net instead. Deschamps bought Payet on and he hit the crossbar off a cross from Sissoko. By and large, the French got to know the crossbar very well and also the Swiss keeper. The best moment for the Swiss, on the other hand, came from a hard tackle that involved Griezmann that resulted in the match ball exploding. Not what we expected from Adidas. Final score, nil-all. So what these results mean is that France and the Swiss go through to the next round with 7 and 5 points respectively. Albania's hopes are still alive too, as they are one of the three third-place teams with 3 points. However, all the others have a match in hand. Alright, looking ahead. Today we're sorting out Group B, and in a climactic week for Britain, what with Brexit and all, the real question is, will England and Wales exit the European Championships right now, or will Slovakia, or will Russia? Well, as things are poised at the moment, England are top with 4 points, Wales and Slovakia tied on 3, and Russia bottom with 1. This group is compelling because there have been 3 clearly good sides. England were unlucky to concede a late equaliser against Russia, and the screws were tightening on Roy Hodgson when his side trailed Wales at half-time in the Battle of Britain. But a pair of subs scored a pair of scrappy goals, and suddenly the players who were being criticised were being praised, and the Three Lions were roaring once more. It's been a little while since England truly impressed at the major tournaments. They did fairly alright at the last Euros, as they topped their group, which also contained France, the Ukraine and Sweden, but were unlucky to come up against Italy, who dumped them out on penalties after a goalless draw in Kiev. In fact, England haven't beaten anyone remarkable at the Euros or at the World Cups since all the way back in 2002, when David Beckham, remember him, scored a solitary penalty against Argentina that exorcised ghosts from France 98, when he had been sent off against the same opposition and was subsequently blamed for England's exit. To be fair, blamed is an understatement. He was made a pariah by his own country, and effigies of his were burnt. The next year he was instrumental in Manchester United winning a then unprecedented treble of Premier League, Champions League and FA Cup, and then followed that up with even more success in the next several years, including being made the captain of England. But it was only after that match inside the spaceship that was the Sapporo Dome in Japan that his return was complete. So it really has been a while, and that's a bit of a shame, because England's side for a majority of the noughties and up until the 2010 World Cup was very powerful, top to bottom. There were problem areas for sure, such as at goalkeeper and left midfield, but the likes of Campbell, Terry, Ferdinand, Neville, Ashley Cole, Beckham, Scholes, Gerrard, Lampard, Rooney and Owen were each among the world's best players in their respective positions, and sometimes each other's. This time, England once again have a very talented side, whose biggest advantage is that most of them are young and have only just burst through. Harry Kane has all the makings of a top centre-forward, and his mates at Tottenham Hotspur, Dele Alli and Eric Dier in midfield, and fullbacks Kyle Walker and Danny Rose have already shown glimpses of the kind of form that carried Spurs to the best ever Premier League finish in their history and made them Leicester City's main challengers for the title. It's up front that Hodgson has the biggest decisions to make versus Slovakia today in Saint Etienne, which by the way was also the setting for Beckham's fateful moment that night in 1998. On one hand, Kane and Sterling, who started both games so far, didn't do so well, and Sterling in particular is suffering from the kind of crisis in confidence which inevitably affects players who get booed by their own fans. He did miss a sitter though, and only a goal will repair that. On the other hand, Daniel Sturridge and Jamie Vardy saved the Three Lions versus Wales and are fresh. Sturridge at least ought to get a start, while Hodgson may choose to have Vardy on standby in case he needs an impact substitute. And then there's Marcus Rashford, who may play some part after getting England fans all kinds of excited late on versus Wales. England's biggest worry in the match will be that Slovakia are a very, very sharp side at the moment. Vladimir Weiss and Marek Hamšík only need a split second to set their sights on goal, and at the back, Martin Skrtel is used to dealing with English strikers, in particular Sturridge, his teammate from Liverpool. England and Slovakia have barely met before, which is surprising given that this is England we're talking about. In terms of strategy, this is a prime group for 3 teams to make it through, and Slovakia will feel that if they can manage a draw, that may well prove sufficient. We're going for England to carry on from where they left off, and for the Slovaks to be up for it as well, obviously. 3-2 and a thrilling victory for England sounds quite plausible. Now, coming to the other match, while both England and Slovakia will be best off operating under the assumption that Wales will beat the disappointing Russians, Wales themselves cannot take that for granted. The jury is still out on Gareth Bale's contribution so far from open play. He's knocked in 2 redonkulous free kicks so far, and you can be sure that he'll get at least another crack, something that the great free kick takers always manage. If he doesn't manage to score from there though, Wales' manager Chris Coleman will at least be emboldened by the performance of Aaron Ramsey against England. Granted, Wayne Rooney bamboozled him, not once, not twice, but on 3 occasions, but Ramsey otherwise played very well despite not as such being a defensive midfielder. What's more, he may not be required to provide that screen so much versus the Russians. Make no mistake, an on-song Aaron Ramsey is a proven midfield goalscorer. He scored 32 in 115 games for Arsenal in the last 3 seasons and has 10 from just 39 appearances for Wales, and this despite often being derailed because of some injury or the other. Robson Kanu is also now 1.5 games fitter and could be a jack in the box. As for the Russians, Berezutsky, their captain, is probably the only player along with Igor Akinfeev in goal who has emerged from the first 2 matches with an enhanced reputation. That along with the Russian fans' bad behaviour, which at least in some capacity has been overplayed by the English media, yet nonetheless hasn't been helped by statements by the likes of Putin and friends, casts a major cloud over the World Cup in 2 years' time. Russia could still make it through this group, but they'll have to raise their level significantly. We are not sure if they have the quality to do so though. Wales to win 2-0. And now, we have a conversation between David Beckham and the man who got him sent off in France 98, current Atletico Madrid manager and former guest on this show, Diego Simeone. Simeone. Hello? Hello? What is that hammering sound? Hello? Ah, David, how are you? This is Diego from Argentina. Diego Simeone. Not that Diego. No, not Maradona, sorry. I should have known better. Sorry after so long to have called you. Actually, I have been following the Euros and I noticed that England are going to Saint-Étienne to play versus Slovakia. Of course, then I thought of you. I wanted to ask you if you've told your mate Gary Neville to tell Rashford to not kick any Slovakia players in case he is fouled. Otherwise, you know what could happen. Just a bit of friendly advice. Beckham. Simeone, you prat. You'll never change, will you? I thought it's only been about 18 years, you know, and clearly we've moved on since then. I only got stronger, you know, after that unfortunate episode. And here I was thinking that you're a 2-time Champions League finalist manager, you know? So is it too much to ask for you to grow up? The answer to your question, I have spoken to Gary, and yes, we have spoken about that match. Obviously, he brought it up, because he's my best mate. But, you know, mistakes happen, and the players have to learn on their own. In any case, we'll let Rashford know, you know? Because he was really wee when that happened. Less than a year old. My, has it been that long? Simeone. Haha, yes it has, David. Yes it has. And no, I didn't call you to goad you once again. I already did that enough in that match. And then we paid the price, of course, when you eliminated Argentina in the Japan World Cup. So I guess what goes around comes around. Except when I reach the Champions League final against your old team Real Madrid. Then I always still lose. So I really called to say that I am sorry about that time. I hope you will understand. I did not mean to cause you any misfortune, and the way they treated you in England was wrong. English fans, eh? Beckham. Well, that's nice of you. Late, but nice. You know? You may have said sorry to me once before, but I think it was in Spanish and you said it after fouling me when Inter Milan came to Old Trafford the year we won the Champions League. So maybe that doesn't count. But don't worry about it. It's just football, you know? Even Ronaldo got Rooney sent off in 2006, but that was even worse. And they were teammates. We played a win. So anyway, who are you supporting in these Euros? Or are you watching the Copa America? Simeone. Well, thank you, David. Thank you. It was something I wanted to get off my chest for a long time, and it is good of you to accept my apology. In the heat of the moment, we do all kinds of things. Argentina fans are also very special. They want to win, and then it's England. If they win dirty, then it's even sweeter. Actually, I'm watching both the Euro and the Copa, but I'm more interested in the Euro. Americans and football, not so much, though you've done a lot there. Beckham. Ah, well, you know, Diego, I never took you for an emotional guy, but you're a softie too, aren't you? England fans are passionate like that. They've not won anything for so long, but they're always hopeful. Probably it's because our league is so strong and because we have so much support, but that's changing now as well. Your team Atletico have a lot of fans, including me. You were the best team in the continent last season, and it's really unfortunate you didn't get to win anything. But it's not always possible. If you're in America, come over. I'll work on getting that kick right. Barely touched you that time and you dropped like the mountain it punched you on Game of Thrones. That's a show. Right, I'm off now. LeBron and some of his friends are throwing a party. They've just won at basketball. Ought to drop in. Cheerio. Simeone. Pardon moi, but I know what Game of Thrones is. Just like you Englishmen. Condescension. Just like that. Maybe next time I meet you, I kick you again. But have fun. Tell LeBron he cried like you. Adios. And And now that that's sorted, all of us can move on. So over the next 3 nights, the knockout rounds will take shape. The best thing about the expanded format of these championships is that the knockouts are of the same size as they would be in the World Cup, and that's a terrific prospect. There are many more delicious European nights to come still. We hope you enjoyed this one. I'm Ankit Prasad, and I'll be back tomorrow.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.